Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Several congressional Democrats say they won't be at the inauguration on Friday. They're staying away because, as Georgia's John Lewis charges, the Russian interference in the election delegitimizes Mr. Trump's presidency. Incoming White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus says Republicans didn't question the legitimacy of Barack Obama's victory 8 years ago. Well, with Inauguration Day just 4 days away now, President-elect Donald Trump had planned on spending the week in the nation's capital.
We expected Donald Trump to get a jump start on the week in Washington and actually spend today there before he's officially inaugurated on Friday. That is no longer the case. He's going to be sticking around New York City for the day.
Correspondent Sarah Murray, the final countdown to Inauguration Day is upon us, and that means that you can expect to see a lot more travelers in the area this week.
This is not the week you want to try and navigate the district by car unless you absolutely have to. John Townsend with AAA says many roads in and around the mall will be closed.
You not only have street closures, you also have some bridge closures too, including the 14th Street Bridge.
And he says that traffic will be diverted onto I-395. Even if you're taking Metro, you can expect to walk farther than normal, with many stations near the National Mall closed on Inauguration Day. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's going to be busy at the airports, too. Kimberly Gibbs, a spokesperson for Reagan National in Dulles.
We expect an increase of arrivals the day before inauguration on Thursday, January 19th, and we expect passengers to be departing anywhere between the day of inauguration until Sunday, January 22nd.
And Dulles, she says, will likely see an increase in private plane parking as well. No, that isn't spy equipment you're seeing locked behind fencing on the National Mall. Those contraptions are there to make sure that you're able to do things like update your Facebook status on Inauguration Day.
Verizon's Mark Funke says the only comparable event for them is the Super Bowl.
This is one of the biggest mass events that we prepare for with the temporary assets.
They call those things cells on wheels, or cows, dotted throughout the mall from the Capitol to the World War II Memorial.
We've looked at previous inaugurations, the last two, through aerial views, and estimated through those views where we think the customers will be along the National Mall.
He says permanent cell towers have also been upgraded. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, a new poll finds that Donald Trump is about to enter the Oval Office with a lower-than-average approval rating.
A Gallup poll conducted 2 weeks before this Friday's inauguration measured Donald Trump's approval rating at 44%, with 51% of respondents disapproving of the president-elect. It's a rating significantly lower than those of the three latest incoming presidents, as measured by Gallup: Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton. The previous lowest was George W. Bush, who registered a 61% approval rating in 2001. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There were rallies in support of Obamacare across the country yesterday, including rallies in Bowie and Richmond. At each rally, high-ranking Democrats, including U.S. senators and representatives, spoke to the crowds, encouraging them to call on President-elect Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress not to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Checking your money, the markets are closed for the holiday. The Dow opens the day tomorrow at 19,886, the Nasdaq at 55,74. Sports: the Packers upset the Cowboys to advance to the NFC title game. The Steelers beat the Chiefs. NHL, the Caps win their ninth straight. College basketball, GW loses. NBA, the Wizards host Portland tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear, or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement, it'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Get clean carpets for the new year. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
The winter is here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Maryland, D.C. all pretty quiet this morning on this federal holiday with light volume around the region. We did have a crash on the Beltway, Maryland, and it's on the shoulder, but not causing any delays. But I really want you to be careful. We don't want that to be a crash again. On the Interloop, Silver Spring, as you pass Colesville Road, they'd move that over to the right shoulder, and you'll see a little bit of activity there as you come around that curve toward University Boulevard. On the Outer Loop side, absolutely no problems, no delays. 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway in great shape. Now, Alexandria, they've been working the crash on 4 Mile Road at Mount Vernon Avenue. There's still some activity there, so I am seeing a little bit of volume trying to get through that intersection. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast, winding here on this Monday morning. Slight chance of a shower through the day, mostly cloudy otherwise. 45. Tonight, we'll drop back to about 40. Tomorrow, a few showers are possible and milder weather, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Alexandria, 34 in Greenbelt, 35 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Barack Obama offers advice to Donald Trump on being president. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
It's 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to talk to Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent, about the security concerns that take place and security efforts that take place during a big inauguration. He knows. He's actually worked on that. At 8:05, we'll talk to David Drucker of the Washington Examiner, see how things are going in the confirmation battles on those people President-elect Trump has chosen to serve in his cabinet. That's coming up again at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson. Very happy again to be joined here by our guest host, Vince Colonnaise, with the Daily Call.
And I'm going to be here on an hour that has such interesting guests. We're going to have a lot of information out of them.
And we start with one of those, Joe DeGeneva, our legal analyst. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
We're going to start with what happened late last week when it was announced that the Department of Justice Inspector General is going to review the activities of the FBI and the Department of Justice as regards to the Hillary email investigation. And they believe that there may be some things that didn't go quite according to plan there. And many people have looked at this and said right off the bat, oh, well, this is they're going after Comey on this. And I got a sense that that may be true, but that's not all they're looking at in this particular case. Joe, what's your thought?
Well, I think my reaction was, where's the beef? This investigation, as announced, is terribly limited. For example, he's not going to investigate. The key is what's not being investigated. He's not going to investigate the meeting between Loretta Lynch and President Clinton on the tarmac. He's not going to investigate the irregular use of immunity agreements with lawyers and granting them the destruction of their laptops. He's not going to investigate the failure of the Department of Justice to provide a grand jury to the FBI, to provide warrants to the FBI, not to provide subpoenas to the FBI, and to allow lawyers who have been immunized to represent the subjects or targets of the investigation. All he's going to investigate, basically, are Jim Comey's public statement starting on July 5th and his two letters to The Hill, and the involvement of Mr. McCabe, the deputy director of the FBI in his wife's campaign for state senate in Virginia after she got some money from Terry McAuliffe. So I think the criticism of the investigation is warranted. Unless he expands it, it's going to look like the only thing they were trying to do was further contribute to the notion that Donald Trump's presidency is illegitimate and that Comey actually caused the defeat of Hillary Clinton.
I actually got the impression that they were going to look at some other stuff, like Peter Kadzik's activities and
learning. Yeah, that's a nothing burger. That's just Kadzik communicating with Podesta from his private email account about non-public information from the department. That's fine. I'm not against that. But the meat and potatoes here is what happened during the investigation of Hillary Clinton. And they're not looking at the stuff that really matters.
You know, there was a report, Joe, at one point that the Justice Department was exerting pressure on the FBI, suggesting that they needed to get away from investigating Hillary or anything related to her. Your sense, though, is that none of that will come up in this IG investigation?
That is exactly right. They are staying away from it. What they are doing is they are going to do the basics about whether or not the director violated Justice Department regulations and guidelines concerning public statements about ongoing investigations. And it is inconceivable to me that that is the way they're going to limit this. But that appears to be what they're doing, other than the McCabe thing, which, as I said, is a nothing burger compared to all the other stuff.
Yeah, well, they should wrap this thing in peanut butter, because when they came out, they made it seem like both Republicans and Democrats have made requests for them to look into this. And if the outcome is only that they're going to look into misdeeds, essentially, by James Comey, then, boy, it seems like they're very, very much falling short.
Yeah, other than looking at what Peter Kadzik did with communicating with John Podesta about non-public information, they are not going to look at the conduct of anybody in the department other than James Comey. So I'm very, very disappointed in the now that I know what the limitations on this investigation are. Now, maybe Mr. Horowitz will surprise me and expand his investigation, but based on his own press release, it's extremely limited in scope, and ultimately, it looks like it's designed, especially the timing of it. I mean, he could have announced this investigation a couple of months ago at a minimum.
Let's move on to the Clinton Global Initiative. That on tax day of all days, the Clinton Global Initiative is shuttering. Interestingly, there's so much criticism directed at that global initiative in a notion that it was pay for play. Now the election's completely over. Hillary Clinton's not going to be president, and the Clinton Global Initiative is shutting down this year. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it was inevitable that the flow of money would stop when she was no longer in government and could not provide favors in return for donations
to
either the foundation or the global initiative. And what you are seeing now is the demise of the money machine. With no favors to grant, there is no money to get. Make no doubt about it. When Bill Clinton got $6.5 million in speaking fees while being the husband of the Secretary of State from foreign corporations and government, that was a violation of federal ethics laws, notwithstanding the views of the current head of the Government Ethics Office, who seems to be having a field day publicly criticizing the president-elect, which, by the way, I think is outrageous and should warrant some sanctions against him. But clearly, what's going on here is they're running out of money because they don't have any governmental favors to grant.
It looks like Jeff Sessions is going to be confirmed as the next Attorney General of these United States.
Yes, Jeff, wonderful guy, somebody I've known for more than 30 years, served with as U.S. Attorney when I was U.S. Attorney. He's a terrific fellow. I think the opposition to him was kind of disgraceful, not only on the phony substance, but I thought that Cory Booker severely injured himself by doing what was transparently a political gesture to boost his chances for the Democratic nomination in 2020. And I thought it was just really, really embarrassing for him. I used to think he was a pretty smart fella, but that was conniving, and I thought really sort of sad.
The hearings were defined. They were set up that we were going to hear all these allegations of racism directed directly at Jeff Sessions. And what it turned out to be was like just rampant dog whistling, just mentions of racism at the same time as mentioning Jeff Sessions, yet never connecting the two.
Yeah, that's because all of the people who had originally testified against Jeff Sessions were fully discredited. It was clear that they had lied under oath. One of the witnesses, who at the time was a Civil Rights Division lawyer, actually testified that he knew through personal knowledge that Jeff Sessions had obstructed the investigation of a voting rights case and prevented it. Within 2 days of his testimony, he had to submit a sworn affidavit stating that he was wrong. He had the wrong U.S. attorney, that in fact it was Jeff Sessions' predecessor, a Democrat. Now, how do you forget something that important in your testimony on Capitol Hill? That's why they didn't bring it up, because the people who had accused him in 86 were all discredited.
All right, Joe, we're going to leave it right there, my friend. Thank you very much. Any plans to attend any of the inauguration soirees?
Yes, we'll be. Victoria and I will be attending some of the things. We're certainly going to be watching the parade from a friend's condominium on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Wow, that sounds like great fun.
That's pretty nice. Well, sell some tickets, would you?
Yeah, if you see anything, we'll expect a phone call. Thanks, Joe.
All right, guys.
Always
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. It's now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A decent morning for anyone heading out and about around the Beltway crossing the American Legion Bridge. Woodrow Wilson Bridge cleared. The crash that we had in Silver Spring on the Beltway inner loop near Colesville Road, that was over to the shoulder and not causing any delays. Now, Tyson's, however, we do have a crash on the Beltway that takes away a couple lanes. So if you're coming, say, north of 66, up ahead, you'll hit the brake lights. The accident right as you come up to the exit for 123, it looks like they're blocking the right half of the roadway. I see an ambulance fire truck now there. So two left lanes get by. Again, this is the inner loop. Virginia Beltway, as you head north through Tyson's, approaching 123. Coming in on the toll road, the Greenway, Route 7, and up through to the Beltway. It's been a fantastic ride. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we have a slight chance of rain today, a high of 45. The drizzle will end early and will remain cloudy tonight. The low will be near 40. Tomorrow, again, cloudy with showers, 56. And those showers will continue into the evening hours. They say a 50% chance of rain, high of 56, as I said. Now, let's look toward the end of the week as we get closer to Inauguration Day. Wednesday, highs in the mid-50s. Thursday, highs in the mid-50s. Friday, cloudy with periods of rain. That's Inauguration Day. But I think the way it looks right now, that rain will come in as it stands perhaps late in the day. We'll keep a close eye on that. Currently in the nation's capital, temperatures are at 35 degrees, 716 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. All right, a huge kerfuffle is arising in D.C., and it all has... Look, Donald Trump and his team love to rattle cages. And let's just look back at some of the cages that they have rattled even before he has taken the oath of office. He has rattled the cages up on Capitol Hill and staked out some pretty aggressive positions. He has rattled the cages around the agencies in this town.
Yes.
People are very worried, you know, and they're a little nervous, and that's on purpose. He has rattled cages in the intelligence community.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. And
don't forget Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, Hollywood. He's rattled.
Lighting his hair on fire.
Oh, they can't. They're just beside themselves, they are. And now he is also now sort of, rattled the cage. and it is sort of a cage. In the White House briefing room, he has let it be known through his spokesman, Reince Priebus, his soon-to-be chief of staff, that indeed they may reconsider the way things are done with the press briefings up on Capitol Hill. Here's a little bit from this week with George Stephanopoulos.
Intentions press conference this week on Wednesday with the president-elect and the press corps there. And there was a report in Esquire magazine out overnight saying that you all are considering moving the press corps out of the West Wing and into the old executive office building. Is that true?
Let me tell you where this is coming from. And I know that some of the folks in the press are uptight about this, and I understand. The only thing that's been discussed is whether or not the initial press conferences are going to be in that small press room. For the people listening to this that don't know this, the press room that people see on TV is very, very tiny.
That's
49
right.
People fit in that press room. The one thing that we discussed was whether or not we want to move the initial press conferences in the EOB, which, by the way, is the White House. So no one's moving out of the White House. Is the White House, where you can fit four times the amount of people in the press conference, allowing more press, more coverage from all over the country, to have those press conferences. That's what we're talking about. So some of this, I think, is getting way out of whack, and I think people should be encouraged that there are so many people in the press that want to participate. We had like 500 or 600 folks at the press conference last week, so we started thinking, man alive, if we can have more people involved instead of less people involved, wouldn't that be a good thing?
Well, then there's some more information that has come out that suggests that one of the things that is being considered is whether or not the White House press corps should remain in the White House press room, and whether perhaps they ought to be given more quarters elsewhere. And this is driving the White House Press Correspondents Association guano crazy.
Yes.
They're going nuts.
Especially because it comes down to, for them, to access. Now, Brian, you've got more experience working in the White House than I do. I've only visited a couple times into that press briefing room. But my understanding of it has always been that reporters in general have at least a modicum more access to some of the officials who might be walking around,
Let me dispel that myth. The daily briefing is the most important. There's a gaggle in the morning, which is an unofficial pad and pencil kind of thing, where you go in and you have a meeting with the press secretary and you sort of get the layout of what the day is going to be.
Yes.
And then usually at some point in the afternoon, there is an official briefing where reporters get to go into the press room and ask of the press secretary certain questions. But if there is some expectation that you're going to actually interact with the president of the United States, largely that does not happen.
Right.
I have been the pool reporter responsible for getting in the motorcade, getting on Air Force One, traveling across the country with the President of the United States, covering an event, and then getting back in the motor pool, getting back on the plane, and coming back to Washington. I have literally done that and never laid eyes on the President of the United States. I've gone through that entire cycle.
Yes.
And I mean, it has happened. You don't see him. He sort of gets out before, you might see him at the bottom of the steps of Air Force One as he gets off, but there's no guarantee. And I always said, if I'm the pool reporter, it is my stated goal each and every day to try my very best to at least lay eyes on the person who is the President of the United States. But you don't always get that. Access to the president is very limited. And there are generally in any White House five people who really know what's going on. And if you're talking to those five people on the phone, in text messages, in emails, then you are sort of plugged into what's going on. Otherwise, I don't know that proximity matters all that much. You can be brought in for special events, but I'm not sure that, and I got to tell you, I would count it as a blessing to be released from that dungeon they call a White House press room.
Yeah.
It is a tight, just soulless place.
Right. But speaking,
I would love to be out of the press room and into some better quarters.
But speaking for the reporters here, if you cede territory, what's next? So I think they want to take as much as they can.
So it'll be interesting to see how that all gets worked out. But again, this is another one of those cases where a cage is being rattled and people are being told, yeah, just because we've done it this way before doesn't mean that's the way we're going to do it always.
Big time.
It is now 7:22 on WMAL.
At ARS Rescue Router, we want to keep you comfortable, keep you safe, and save you money when it comes to your heating system. Schedule your annual heating system check now at a super low price of only $59. Call ARS Rescue Router today or visit us online at arsofvirginia.com.
All right, how are those New Year's resolutions coming? One thing that a lot of people do is they say, I'm going to save some money this year. That's going to be my New Year's resolution. I'm going to go through my budget. I'm going to do a line item search of everything that I'm spending money on. I'm going to see if I could start saving some money. I mean, I do that every year. Do you? Well, here's one for you. It's low-hanging fruit. Do you have a security monitoring service? How much are you paying for that service? You're paying $30, $40, $50 a month to have your security system monitored? Why don't you switch over to Ackerman and start saving money right away? They cost less than half of the big guys. They are experienced with over 1 million men, women, and children, families just like you, being protected. They have the only guaranteed response time. And here's this. Switching to Ackerman is fast and easy. It costs nothing. You can use your existing equipment. You can have a switch over to the Ackerman system in minutes. And then if that weren't enough, and by gosh, don't you think it should be, right now, for a limited time offer, you can take advantage of their New Year's resolution special. Get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Switch over doesn't cost you a thing. You won't pay for 3 months, and when you do start paying, you're going to pay less. What a deal. Visit AckermanSecurity.com. That's AckermanSecurity.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and this journey has been amazing. So far, I'm down over 11 pounds with EMP 180 weight loss. I'm feeling great, and it's been so simple, I actually look forward to my weekly check-ins. Now, here's a question. Do you know what to eat? Do you know when to eat? Do you have a clear idea of where your body is metabolic age-wise? Well, no, no one does, but it matters. This is a new year, a new administration, and now a new me. It's about taking responsibility for yourself. How you look and feel, that is on you. And with EMP, well, it's not a workout program. It's a nutrition program as simple as Google Maps. They tell you what to eat. You watch the weight melt off each week. You feel better. And after a couple weeks and a few days, I can already see how my habits are changing. And that's what it's all about, to keep the weight off for good. Get to your empowered ideal weight with education and new habits. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Want to give your family something that provides peace of mind and keeps on giving? I'm attorney Mike Collins. Come to our seminar and learn how to protect their future with our innovative Reservoir Trust. Keep your money and your family where it belongs, free of probate costs and delays, needless death taxes, and away from ex-spouses, creditors, and interfering in-laws. I'll be in Tyson's on January 23rd and in Bethesda on the 25th. Tuition is free. Look for your invitation in the mail and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have a lot of activity on this Virginia Beltway Tyson's crash on the inner loop as you come up to the exit for 123. You need to stay to the left to get by. Now, everyone had been held up here momentarily, but they've released the two left lanes again. So patience as you head north of I-66 up ahead, even before you get to Route 7, you know, that's where you'll hit the delays. And so you'll slam on those brakes because you're up at speed until that point. Looks like tractor trailer and a car involved. On 66, if you're trying to get up through to the Beltway, you are loving the trip right now. Heading through Manassas, Centerville does not look like a rush hour. We're wide open and continuing through to the Beltway and beyond through Falls Church, crossing the 14th Street Bridge, Anacostia Crossings, quiet in and out of Georgetown over the Key Bridge, M Street, all looking good. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway, no issues. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. They treat the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a bit of gray sky as we move on through this Monday. Lots of clouds around and numbers right around 45 degrees, a couple degrees above average, and maybe just a passing shower. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 34 degrees at 727. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the greatest show on earth. And if you have tickets to go to the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus this year, you may be seeing something, the passing of a great institution, because they are going out of business. They're gonna do some shows this year, and then they're going to fold, quietly fold up the circus tent and go away.
The circus will stop traveling.
That's right, and that's very sad. It really is very sad, because I remember as a small child, when the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus came to town, it was a big deal. And I even remember here in D.C. how much joy I got when I was working downtown, and they'd bring the elephants from the train station and march them through town, and they did the big thing over at the Verizon Center, and it was a great show. It was great fun to watch the animals and all of the high wire acts and the clowns. But now apparently, because they quit with the elephants. The animal rights people.
In May of last year, they retired them.
They sort of drove them out of business and said, you know, well, this is getting to be unpopular. The elephants are very costly. And not only that, they're controversial. So we're not going to tour with the elephants. The elephants are going to be retired. And what's a circus without elephants?
True.
And so a lot of people say, no, if you're not going to have elephants, I'm not going.
It's going to be hard to run off to the circus if there is no circus to run off to now.
And, of course, you know what this means, Vince Colonnaise. This is the scary part of this whole story. The creepy clowns will have no place to work. And the creepy clowns will be basically put out to pasture roaming the countryside looking for a place to do the things that creepy clowns do.
Keep those windows up as you coast through town. You may see a clown come by.
I'm very worried about the creepy clowns because, you know, idle hands, devil's workshop. They got nothing to do but cause trouble. Beware. The creepy clowns could be coming to a town near you. 729 on WMAL.
And I'm Jerry Rice saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Oh, these overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into aching muscles and joints for fast, soothing pain relief. I go for Tiger Balm after every game.
What every armchair quarterback needs, proven pain relief.
And a good wide receiver.
You don't know any, do you?
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Coming up in just a moment, Joe, we'll be talking, to Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent, about security issues surrounding an inaugural. It's all straight ahead right here, 7:30, time for some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President-elect Donald Trump's feud with the intelligence community is showing no sign of abating. CIA Chief John Brennan said on Fox News Sunday that Mr. Trump doesn't really get Russia.
I don't think he has a full an appreciation of Russian capabilities, Russians' intentions, and actions that they are undertaking in many parts of the world.
And within hours, Mr. Trump lashed out at Brennan in a tweet questioning whether the CIA director himself was, quote, the leaker of fake news. Meanwhile, Congressman John Lewis is among several congressional Democrats who are planning to skip Friday's inauguration. Lewis said on NBC's Meet the Press that Mr. Trump's presidency is not legitimate.
I think the Russians participated in helping this man get elected, and they helped destroy the candidacy of Hillary Clinton.
And in a series of tweets, Mr. Trump then fired back saying, quote, Congressman Lewis should spend more time on fixing and helping his district, which is in horrible shape and falling apart, not to mention crime infested, rather than falsely complaining about the election results. Hundreds gathered for a rally outside the Virginia Capitol yesterday to oppose Republican efforts to repeal Obamacare. A similar rally in Bowie drew hundreds to the ballroom at the Bowie State University Student Center. It's still bitterly cold in the central U.S. where a winter storm brought sleet and freezing rain over the last few days. The storm, which is moving into Nebraska and Iowa now, has left highways in many places glazed over with up to an inch of ice. Checking your money, the markets are closed for the holiday. The Dow opens tomorrow at 19,886, the Nasdaq at 55,74. Sports, NFL playoffs, Green Bay and Pittsburgh advance. Hockey, the Caps shut out the Flyers. College basketball, GW loses. NBA, the Wizards take on the Trailblazers at home tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh, Commonwealth One Visa, so good and true. No other card gives me a life of the balance transfer like you. My ex-credit card, so greedy and slobbery, had rates so jacked up that my debts were like robbery. But then I transferred my debt to your super low rate. And now I feel love where once I felt hate. For the life of my balance, I'll save money so shiny, I can tell my old card to go kiss my...
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new Life of the Balance Visa Card. Transfer your debt from a high-interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the life of the balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit Commonwealth One at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
I love it when you talk financial.
Offer valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you can take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, we're a little bit busy in the Tysons area due to the crash. This will be on the inner loop as you come up toward the exit for 123. So north of 66, and as you're heading toward the Legion Bridge, you'll be affected by this crash. However, progress is being made. Two left lanes are getting by. Inner loop in the Tysons area, and the car involved in the accident up on the tow truck, they still have the tractor trailer there that was involved in the crash along the right side as well. Now let's get you into town, and that is with ease on 395, no delay. Beltway through Shirlington and continuing across the 14th Street Bridge. If you're coming off at 295 onto the 11th Street Bridge or Douglas Bridge into the freeway, you are in great shape, wide open through there. On the Maryland Beltway, Silver Spring, the crash, pretty much history. No delay between 270 and 95 and inner loop near Colesville Road. Again, that's cleared out of the travel lanes and wide open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a bit of gray sky as we move on through this Monday. Lots of clouds around and numbers right around 45 degrees, a couple degrees above average, and maybe just a passing shower. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Arlington, 34 in Greenbelt, 38 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we'll be joined by David Drucker of the Washington Examiner as we examine how successful Donald Trump has been in getting his nominees through the nomination process. It's all coming up at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson. Again, very happy to be joined as our guest host slot is filled by Vince Colonnaise with the Daily Caller.
And I'm so glad to be here. It's not a holiday for us. We're here.
That's right. We're up and at 'em. And somebody else who's up and at 'em this morning is Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent, and by the way, author of a new book called The Fight, A Secret Service Agent's Inside Account of Security Failings and the Political Machine. That'll be good reading right there, Dan Bongino. Good morning to you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, so we're in the middle of an inauguration, and look, you know, we've had inaugurations before where a lot of people showed up.
Sure.
But I'm reading here this morning that perhaps as many as 350,000 people are coming here not to celebrate this presidency, but to protest it. This is a different kind of animal than other inaugurations we've been through in the past.
Yeah, and listen, Brian, the Secret Service is used to protest activity. I mean, in my 12 years as an agent, I can't remember doing a site, whether it was for Bill Clinton, George Bush, or Barack Obama, where there wasn't some degree of protest activity. But I think what's different about this specific inauguration is, based on some of the intel I've seen and some of the things I've heard, they're not coming there to protest. They're coming there to either be violent or they're coming there to disrupt the activities of the day. That's not protesting. That's a crime. You know, protesting is a constitutionally protected activity. Assaulting people and stopping a legal presidential constitutional inauguration from happening, is not a constitutionally protected.
Right. When we can encourage people to behave themselves, but the reality is they're going to behave the way they want to. It's just a question now of whether or not security can stop them. So how does the Secret Service stop, say, people from blocking the bridges into the district, which is something that some of the anarchists have threatened at this point?
You know, Vince, the bad news is it's really difficult to do that. It's tough. You have to triage your goals that day. I mean, you have a Secret Service right now working with the FBI, D.C. Metro, and a number of different law enforcement entities in the region. And they're really, at this point, they have to be triaging their goals and saying, okay, what's number one for us? Is it the threat based on intelligence? Is it the threat of a soft target tactical assault somewhere outside of the inauguration zone? I mean, think about that, right? Why attack the inauguration zone if you're a terrorist, if you can go 7 or 8 blocks away and do the same thing? These are the things the Secret Service has to think about. Is it a mass medical emergency? Is it a violent protest by this group? So something is going to happen, sadly. You know, I wish I had better news, but yes. All we can hope is that it's not, you know, if the ramifications of that are small.
People who attend events like this often are concerned with their own safety. They're like, I wonder, or their loved ones are like, oh, you know, John's going to the inauguration. I hope he's okay. You know, stay safe out there. A lot of people don't like this president. You don't want to be near any of this. How safe should people feel when they're inside the various perimeters when they're attending the inauguration? How much does the Secret Service think about the safety of the attendees?
Oh, yeah, that's you know, although the Secret Service's, you know, Title 18, it's U.S. 3056 of the United States Code, the Secret Service is supposed to protect the president and these other folks out there. That
right.
is certainly number one. Their goal is to protect the people as well. Inside the inauguration zone, your Pennsylvania Avenue, the Capitol, the White House, and usually it's a couple blocks. You can see it online. They show you where the actual zone is. It's really secure. I mean, I was responsible for one of those zones when I was an agent back at the 2009 Barack Obama inauguration, and you're not getting in there with weapons or anything else like that. But again, the protest activity, if it's legitimate protest activity, you know, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with a protest. You know, you want to counter-protest, do your own thing. But walking by a violent protest, the potential for that, sadly, is pretty high in this one. And although I would encourage everyone to go, you know, listen, this is a historic event. If you feel like going, you know, go do it. Just be careful. Keep your eyes open, and you should be okay.
You talked about being responsible for one of those zones during a Obama administration inauguration, the second one.
Yeah.
How secure can you make the area? For example, I remember in the first inauguration, Barack Obama and Michelle got out of the car and walked part of the parade route.
Yeah.
Do you expect that might happen in this particular case?
Yeah, that was actually my zone. It was the first
one. Oh, really?
Yeah, that was my zone. I'm in my office now. I'm looking at a pretty cool picture in the cover of the New York Daily News where he was out waving, and I'm sitting there with my lips pursed because I'm freezing my butt off. It was so cold that day. It's really, really difficult to do that. I think it will happen. I think it was Jimmy Carter who started this
right.
get out and wave routine to look like kind of a man of the people. And as we've seen with Donald Trump, I think both of you know, he's always up for a good challenge. I would be kind of surprised if he didn't. If it was my take as a Secret Service agent, my opinion, I would just suggest that you not do it. I don't see any good reason for it, politically or any other good reason for it. But he'll probably do it. But it's not as difficult as it seems, Brian, to secure though. Especially I had that zone. I think it was zone.
Yeah. Well, if you look at that picture a little more closely, you'll notice that in front of the presidential limo is a truck with a bunch of television people on it. That would be me.
Yeah, you guys were there together.
I was there freezing with you, buddy.
I have pictures. personal private pictures taken from people who were there that day who I had met. I'd been there the whole morning. And I am with that truck in it. So now I'm going to look for you. But yeah, it's complicated. It's tough. But the Secret Service dedicates a tremendous amount of assets.
I just want to ask about that moment, though. What is the adrenaline like as a Secret Service agent when the new president of the United States steps out of his car and begins walking those blocks?
You know, Vince, I'll tell you, it's one of those things you just really never forget. I've been on the job at that point, I don't know, eight years, 10 years? I forget, I can't even remember. You know, and I've been through a lot, you see a lot, and the adrenaline rushes of motorcades and, you know, motorcades and helicopter rides in the air.
Yes.
But that particular moment, you know, I'm a Republican, I think that's obvious, a pretty conservative one at that. But it was a historic moment.
It was the first
black president. You remember, Brian? I mean, the energy in the air. You saw people on the side of the road who clearly were older black Americans who'd lived through a really harsh era in American politics, who saw, and you just saw the tears in their eyes. And it was, I'll be honest, it was really tough not to get caught up.
It really was an emotional thing. Hey, listen, one other thing. We keep hearing that a bunch of bikers for Trump are coming to town. And they say that if they need to, they will form, quote unquote, a wall of meat. In other words, throw human bodies into the fray against the protesters. Does that make you feel better or worse and from a security standpoint?
Well, strictly from a security standpoint, it makes me feel a little bit worse. And I know that's not the answer a lot of people want to hear, but a lot of these leftist groups are itching for conflict. And when you give it to them, they're more than happy to take it to the next level. And that could get ugly pretty quick. I'm always a little hesitant to, you know, condone that. Plus, they don't have to operate by the same rules.
And we can agree that these anarchists are bad hombres, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, they're not looking to protest, like I said. They're looking to commit crimes. There's a big difference there.
All right, Dan Bongino, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's do this. Good Monday morning and light volume around the region on this federal holiday. Enjoying the 270 ride each direction between Frederick and the Beltway. No delay. Maryland Beltway, you're in great shape. Virginia Beltway, we do have a crash in Tysons. They're continuing to make progress here with the cleanup. Interloop northbound as you come up to the exit for 123. It looks like now they just have one single right lane block. Nonetheless, though, we have delays from I-66, again, heading up toward the exit for 123 in the Tysons area. Once you get through there, then you're wide open, heading up to the American Legion Bridge. No problems getting in town inside the Beltway through Arlington on 66, the George Washington Parkway, Baltimore Washington Parkway. Nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky here on this Monday. If you have the holiday off, certainly going to be not much in the way of wet weather to hamper your outdoor plans. Chance of rain shower and seasonable, about 45. It's actually a couple degrees above average. Maybe some drizzle around early tonight, 40. Tomorrow, milder with a few showers, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 34 degrees, still a bit chilly out there at 7:46 on WMAL. Okay, listen, we had some NFL playoff games, the divisional round, and we're heading to the conference championships next. So here we go. It's let's see if I can go through this. The Falcons defeated the Seahawks. So that was a pretty good game. Patriots, as you might expect, pretty much annihilated the Houston Texans. The Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger still looking good, defeats. That was a pretty close game, 18-16, defeat the Chiefs. But everybody is talking about this game last night between the Packers and the Cowboys. Aaron Rodgers was just on fire last night, looking so very good. I mean, if I were Tom Brady, I'd be looking at Aaron Rodgers going, wow.
He has such explosive seasons, and this one is clearly there. I mean, they're going off to the NFC Championship, and they were able to put together an incredible last-minute drive to get Dan Bailey in position to kick that field goal. And by the way, Dan Bailey had to kick it twice because they tried to ice him at the end there, but a long field goal
It was not right up the middle, as they say. So there was a moment of sweat there. So anyway, you know, here's the thing. Early on in the game, the Cowboys were just getting creamed. Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers looked very strong. And then in the second half, well, the Cowboys sort of came alive and sort of evened up the game and actually got ahead a little bit. And as you say, at the very end, it was a literally with 3 seconds left on the clock, Aaron Rodgers throws a pass. An amazing pass.
Just incredible, actually.
Yeah, and put them in position to make the field goal, and it was a really, really good game. The Packers defeat those evil, evil Cowboys 34-31.
Yeah, Redskins fans cheer.
Oh, tonight. Yeah, we were all about the Green Bay Packers, yes, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that.
You root against the enemy.
That's right. So anyway, now we're heading into the conference championships, and we'll get headed then after that to the Super Bowl, and football is pretty interesting right now.
Big time. And so finally, we've whittled it down. By the way, after last week when you had a wild card playoff where there was no upsets at all, it was just a very boring, widespread weekend. This one, we at least had one great nail biter.
Yeah, that was a good game. And a lot of people really enjoyed watching Aaron Rodgers. I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers, a lot of people thought, I think there were all kinds of stories at the BM season. Is Aaron Rodgers past his prime?
Sure.
Is Aaron Rodgers the guy to get it done for the Green Bay Packers? I'm telling you, I've never seen a guy who seemed to be more dialed in than Aaron Rodgers in this game and the last game, quite frankly.
So now we've got the NFC Championship, Packers and Falcons, and that's going to be a great game.
Yeah,
and
by the way, the AFC Patriots Steelers, that'll be something.
Yeah,
that'll be a good game.
We'll see if the Steelers can put up a fight and keep the Patriots from getting to yet another Super Bowl.
But I think we're headed to an Aaron Rodgers
Tom Brady
showdown,
yeah.
And that will be a phenomenal Super Bowl if that's the case. It is now 7:49 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you about my good friend, Frank Prindle, over at RE/MAX Allegiance. You know, you ask anybody who met Frank, and they'll tell you you've just met their next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? You bet he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by that promise proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out. He was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market. First week, multiple offers. His home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but let me assure you, there is only one Frank Prindle. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
It's a new year, and everything is different. Will your financial future still be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know in my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll discover how to get the most from your IRAs and your retirement accounts at work. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and how to protect and distribute your assets to your heirs exactly how you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Alexandria Tuesday, February 7th, McLean Wednesday, February 8th, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
Wall Street's great at selling you things that Wall Street wants you to buy. Some advisors are really good at selling you products you may not need. At the Wise Investor Group, we're different. We're not salesmen. We're your financial partners with an interest in what's important to you. For wealth management professionals who work with you to plan your future, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crash on the Virginia Beltway, but in our favor, the light volume this morning. So if you're heading through Tyson's, here's what you can expect. Inner loop, first of all, we're wide open, no delay through Annandale, but north of 66, you'll hit those delays to get up to the crash near 123. Still blocks the right lane, so they have a couple lanes now getting through. Three left lanes get by. Inner loop and Tyson's for the crash. Now, once you get through there, then you're good to go toward the Legion Bridge. If you're getting onto the Beltway from the toll road, you're beyond the crash. Speaking of the toll road, wonderful. The trip in from the west, I've had no problems for you here on the toll road. The Greenway, 66, Route 7, heading into town over Anacostia Crossing, southeast-southwest freeway, each direction open without any delay. Traffic update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast waiting here on this Monday morning. Slight chance of a shower through the day. Mostly cloudy otherwise. 45. Tonight we'll drop back to about 40. Tomorrow a few showers are possible. And milder weather. Mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 35 degrees. It is now 7:57.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of you who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA-approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just one click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rugs.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump, even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll see how Donald Trump is doing with all of his cabinet nominees. We'll check in with David Drucker from the Washington Examiner. And we'll talk more about this fight that's going on between Representative John Lewis and President-elect Donald Trump. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL, 8 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.